Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Let's just get that bad news out the way, Dave.
Bad news. 51-year-old woman named Melissa Dodd earlier this month was at Illusions Gentlemen's Club in Nixa, Missouri. Are you familiar with Nixa? Nixa. N-I-X-A.
No, I'm not familiar with that part of Missouri.
Well, it's super small, though.
I'm sure it's a lovely place, and I'm sure that Illusions Gentlemen's Club in Nixa, Missouri is a place you'd like to take the
Do
whole family.
Do you want to call your strip club Illusions, though?
It because sounds classy.
It does.
Yeah. No, wait, does it sound classy? Illusion.
It's as classy as calling it a gentleman's club. No, like, if you walked into Illusions Gentlemen's Club in Nixa, Missouri, my guess is you will find zero gentlemen.
No, probably but not. Do you understand what they're saying? Like, everything you see inside of the illusions is not real.
Because
that's what it's different. Just outside of Springfield, Missouri.
So. Well, I'm sure it's lovely. She was there till about 1 a.m. Maybe drunk. Don't want to assume anything here.
Okay.
They're saying that they did find a whole bunch of open containers of alcohol in her car. And she drove for 2 miles the wrong direction without headlights on before she crashed head on into another car. That car was driven by somebody else who may have been under the influence. Another woman, a 21-year-old named Mackenzie Beats, who also didn't have her headlights on and who also had a whole bunch of open containers in her car.
Oh, my goodness.
No major injuries, thankfully, as a result of the accident.
Thank God.
Shockingly, no charges have been made yet. But we can only assume that there will be. So 51-year-old, 21-year-old, both probably hammered, both with their lights off, driving at about 1 a.m. in Nixa, Missouri.
Well, at least the 21-year-old was driving the right way on the highway.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I guess that's the light at the end of the tunnel.
Like, sure, yeah. Right?
No, there is no light
She's
at the end of the tunnel. That's why they had their headlights off.
She's slightly more responsible. I had the right side of the road going.
I mean, comparison.
Yeah. I would make the argument and say that when the accident happened, that all of her open containers flew into
her. Yeah.
It's the second shooter on the lawn, defense.
I'm surprised that didn't happen.
You know, as far as names go, and I hate to be stereotypical here, but Melissa Dodd, not the type of person that I would necessarily expect to get into an issue like this. Mackenzie Beats.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, I bet she was going to the strip club at 1 a.m.
Well, she is a stripper?
Maybe.
She dances to EDM and then she makes the beat drop.
Makes sense now.
That's right.
Some hot beats on Satellite 2. All right, so some good news today.
Let's hear it.
As if you couldn't love IKEA anymore. Do you guys like IKEA?
I got a love-hate relationship.
Really? Yeah.
I like that their prices are reasonable. I don't like putting stuff together, though.
I see.
Food court.
I get food court's pretty good. Yeah. They have like a place where you can drop off your kids while you go shopping.
That's true.
As a parent,
do they make the kids like put together all the
arts and crafts?
It's child labor.
Yeah. It's actually not a bad idea.
An IKEA store in Italy is being praised for offering shelter to local stray dogs that are being endangered by winter weather. So a video filmed by a customer at the Sicily store shows dogs lounging in a living room setup inside the furniture store during cold and wet weather in the area. The customer said officials decided to allow dogs into the building as a response to a recent incident where some local stray dogs were actually found poisoned. Some of the dogs sleeping at the store have been adopted by customers. The IKEA store has adopted an unofficial slogan: a perfect living room is where you find our four-legged friend to expect us at the end of the day. Which seems a little wordy, right? Like, Ian had the suggestion to be like, home is where the dog is.
Yeah.
Instead of, a perfect living room is where to find our four-legged friend to expect us at the end of the
day. That's a translation from Italian to English, though.
So what do you suppose the original one is?
Something in Italian? I don't know.
I don't speak Italian. You don't?
No. Ravioli. Tortellini. No.
See?
That's what I know.
You're very bilingual.
That's right.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone. Sylvia, when do you think you're going to have the kids? Would you have kids after 40, 35? When do you think you're going to have kids? Would you rather be a older or a younger mother? I'm just curious.
Message deleted.
I think younger mother is out of the question. I figure like younger mother is like early 20s or like mid-20s.
Yeah.
I think I would like to have kids before 35.
Okay.
Right. But yeah, no.
Gotta get through the casting process.
Yeah.
that's such a dumb question.
But it is a stupid question.
Like, I'm so sick of people, like, you know, I'm 37 years old.
Right.
And
engaged.
I'm engaged. Yeah. But, you know, my fiance and I have been together for a long time.
Yep.
And, you know, everybody's like, when are you getting married? When are you having kids? I'm like, why are you so concerned about what I'm doing?
Right.
You know,
as far as that.
Yeah.
Like, I know you got that early on, too, with your wife.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, why is it that people with kids want to know that, like, you know, like, we do our own thing.
Right.
In my family.
Yeah.
You know? Why do you want to try it? Like, why are you so concerned? Why are you upset that, like, we're living our lives how we want to live it right now?
Because as a parent, I don't want you to enjoy that freedom and happiness that comes from not having children.
That you took away from me.
That my kids have taken away from me. I used to be like, do I want to go to a movie tonight? It doesn't matter. I can if I want. I don't have to get a babysitter. I'm going to stay out late. I'm going to sleep in.
I don't have to worry about
all those things are gone for me, right?
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that right now.
As a parent, we go, you should have kids too. Really, it's amazing. It brings you a whole lot of joy. But with that joy comes a whole lot of not so joyous things, mm-hmm. and we want you to experience that too.
Yeah, that's why.
Mostly yet. So we can bro down and just be like, man, damn kids, huh?
But what if we just talked about, man, life is great right now and awesome. Look at all this extra money we have and all this free time, all the, you know, this awesome stuff we can go do.
So like right now, kids are not my focus.
They're not at the top of your list?
No.
Makes sense.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Had a fun experience a handful of years back with Zach Galifianakis. Walking into work, had to stop to use the restroom. Big room full of empty toilets, nothing. Urinals. I walked in, took one kind of right in the middle. Heard someone come in, stood next to me. Zach Galifianakis, full hangover turnout. It's really quiet. He's got a billion different places he could be, but he's right there next to me. And he goes, in the middle, midstream, goes, you know, I've heard that it makes people uncomfortable when you sit next to them at a urinal. I went, yeah, kind of. He goes, huh. And then he finished, walked out, did not wash his hands.
Message deleted.
That's a pretty good Zach Galifianakis.
It is.
That's a pretty good, yeah. And it sounds kind of like something that Zach Galifianakis would do.
I wish he would have washed his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also am kind of okay with him not washing his hands.
Yeah.
Because he's Zach Galifianakis. If I found out George Clooney didn't wash his hands, I'd be like, oh my God, like, ew. But Zach Galifianakis, you just sort of expect to be covered in germs. Is it just me?
He seems like a germy guy.
He just seems dirty.
He should wash his hands, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His stand-up, if you've never seen him, phenomenal.
Yeah, it's great.
Phenomenal.
And the Between Two Ferns is also great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that
one. So well done.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, I think you're the guy who's on the same train as me. I feel like if you're somebody who is going to the drive-thru, you need to know what your order is. I've been sitting at this Taco Bell for about 5 minutes. You know what's in that Taco Bell menu. How do you not know what you're going to order if you're going to go to the drive-thru? Also, for context, it's like noon, so I listen to podcast version of the show. All right, have a good day, guys. Bye.
Message deleted.
No, I'm with you. There's nothing more infuriating than if you have a car in front of you and they have nobody in front of them and they are at the ordering kiosk or the drive-thru area for like 5+ minutes going, I need a minute, 1 second, please. Like, you went there for a reason. Like, I don't know about you. Whenever I go somewhere, it's with a purpose. Because I want that burger or I want those tacos.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you a moment. And, you know, they usually do a pretty good job. Taco Bell especially, because Taco Bell's menu does change quite often.
60-second stops, though. You pull up, you look, it also drives me nuts. When not just with drive-thrus, but also with ATMs that are drive-thrus, where people will put their car in park.
Oh, hell
no. You don't need that much time.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Like, do you have a brake pedal? Just push on that. Like, when somebody pulls up to the drive-thru and they put their car in park so they can focus on the menu because they can't be bothered to think about what they want to eat and then also remember to push down the brake. God, you're so dumb.
Or do you guys, if you go to a new restaurant, Do you look at the menu ahead of time?
Yeah,
sometimes. Yeah, always. That's I go to a restaurant because I know what I want to eat there.
It's like the people at Chipotle that walk up to the thing and sit there and look at the menu all confused and decide what they want.
You're getting a burrito.
You've had plenty of time. Like, you couldn't see the menu when you were one person back?
This is the 10th time you've been here.
Get it together.
Also...
We're so angry.
If you order a combination, don't wait for them to ask for you what your drink is. Just include it in the order.
Yeah.
Because you're just wasting time. And or, this goes with McDonald's, and or any place that serves nuggets. Tell them what sauce you want for your tacos and or your nuggets.
Yep.
Just tell them. I want sweet and sour sauce. And
it's the same question every time.
It's supposed to be fast food, not take your damn time looking at the menu food.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know people who like sell fireworks? How do they make it through the rest of the year? I don't get it. Is that all they do? I mean, they got to sell a ton of them just for like 2 months. And then what, they just hang out for the rest of the year? Why don't we have fireworks on every holiday there is just to help them out?
Message deleted.
Well, first off, I mean, like New Year's, they'll sell fireworks for that. And then 4th of July. So like those are the big ones.
Mm-hmm. They don't really go buck wild though on New Year's though.
No. It's not the same as the 4th of July. But I feel, and Ian, tell me if you... I mean, you spend a lot of time around carnies. I feel like carnies and people that sell fireworks kind of run hand in hand. I just feel like around the 4th of July, they'll like break off, divide and conquer with a section of the carnies to go sell the fireworks for the year.
It's got to be some sort of conspiracy like that. Yes, I do believe the carnivals and the firework industry are holding hands in this battle.
I just
battle.
Feel like there must be a giant warehouse somewhere that has all the fireworks and also a bunch of goldfish for those games. Like, where do you get that many damn goldfish? There has to be just a gigantic warehouse that has goldfish and fireworks.
There's got to be some sort of, like, carny mecca somewhere in the middle of nowhere, Ohio.
Yeah.
That, like honestly, yeah, you're right. Has just a big warehouse full of just toys and fish and...
Or maybe not even somewhere in Ohio. Maybe Nixa, Missouri. If there was...
Yeah. If that sounds like it would be a
buy a
mecca.
Large plot of land for a huge warehouse and fill it with broken rides, goldfish, and fireworks... That would be a pretty good place to just double down and say, you know what? We can afford a couple of extra acres here.
I think that's if there isn't one, I think we need to open one.
Yeah, let's open a huge warehouse there. And then yeah, after we've gotten everything, if the warehouse fully stocked, let's have a little party at Illusions Gentlemen's Club.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Can we just stop the sale of fireworks in general?
Stop the sale
stop.
Of fireworks?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I was
waiting
like
for him
fireworks.
To say
it.
I was waiting for him to say
it.
He doesn't
un-American.
Even have a dog.
There's nothing more American on 4th of July than
we
fireworks.
We live in a desert. Everything is flammable. Everything.
I mean, it's really not that flammable. Yeah.
No, it really
it's
is.
It's really not.
Has your
house ever burned down?
Yes.
Has it?
Yes, it has.
It has.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So, gambling revenue in the month of October, over $1 billion.
Damn.
That's a lot of money. Casinos in Nevada had the richest month in more than 5 years in October. Gambling regulators reported that the casinos across the state won just over $1 billion from gamblers last month, beating the year-to-year figure. The figure marked the highest monthly revenue total since February of 2013, and the fifth time this year that casinos crossed the $1 billion revenue mark. So casinos won $125.5 million from the card game of 21. That's up $36 million, which accounted for almost half of the $73.8 million year-over-year increase. So blackjack was a big one for them. Slot machines... Get this. I mean, so you think about like how big when you walk into a casino,
yeah.
You know, all the floor games, you've got the roulette, you got craps, you've got blackjack, takes up a lot of floor space. Again, casinos won $125 million on that stuff. Slot machines, $693 million.
Oh, wow. Yeah. God, we're so stupid.
Ding, ding. Oh, it's a buffalo. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, Game
favorite,
of Thrones.
My
ding, 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 ding.
Oh, the Goonies.
Oh, I love the Goonies.
Ding, 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 ding. That's how they get you.
And it's like, this is not a penny slot. It cost me $8 a push. What are you talking about? Jesus.
Have you ever just sat at a penny slot and played one penny?
No. Why would you do that?
Like many years ago.
Do they even have those anymore?
Well, you can pick how many lines you want.
So you do one line and one bet?
Yeah, it's like one line, one penny. No, and it's I'm a
problem
thing.
Gambler where I don't find it fun at all unless it's dangerous.
Yeah, it hurts.
Unless it hurts if I lose. Hurts. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
All right.
I'm with you. You're
That's
not,
interesting.
You're not alone there. Right, you're not alone.
Well, like,
we are degenerate.
That's your fun.
Our friend John Manley and I used to go to Sam's Town. Yeah. And they would do the all-you-can-eat crab buffet on Friday nights that they had there, which is pretty good. I don't know if they still do it there, but we would do that. And this, you know, we weren't making a whole lot of money back then. And so we were more judicious with how we were spending our money.
Mm-hmm.
And so would play the penny slots, but the one. So we would just sit there and we'd play it and tip the waitress very large, large sum, like $20 right out the gate at the first.
So she'd come around more often
and we would
bring
just
you
drink
doubles.
Jaeger, and like nuts. Yeah. And then bad things would happen because it was Sam's Town.
Yeah. Okay. So MGM Resorts has partnered with Major League Baseball. This is a really big deal. So Major League Baseball, for the first time, has an official gambling partner, and MGM Resorts International has become the group that has partnered with them, and they are partnered in both the U.S. and Japan. A deal made as a sport tries to ensure that legal sports betting, you know, it's starting to break across the country in all these different jurisdictions. And, you know, the fact that Major League Baseball is now embracing it, because just a couple of months ago they were talking about how bad it was and it was, you know, going
gambling
to affect the integrity of the sport.
Gambling has been a part of sports since the dawn of time. Literally, like, think about how sport came about. Like, a lot of, they look at, like, the first Olympics or Greco-Roman wrestling or the Gladiator Arena. Everybody bet. Even back then, it is a part that's just, there's something in the human psyche and the nature that makes us want to do that.
And there's a lot to be said for the fact that if you have money and you're paying your taxes, you should be able to do whatever the hell you want with your money.
And you know
it's
what?
Your money.
As adults, like, I would much rather know that, like, part of that money that I'm winning or that the casinos or these places are I'm putting my money through, part of it's going back to the community in the form of taxes.
Right. It's actually legal and above board, and it's not going to just some rich dude who has an offshore casino in somewhere in the Caribbean.
Some dude who lives in Estonia.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Major League Baseball and MGM Resorts rolling out this partnership, and it's a pretty big deal.
Which I will give somebody $100 right now if they could point out Estonia on a map.
Not even going to try. Couldn't even tell you where to begin. Eastern block of Europe?
Somewhere around there. Right.
I don't even know.
I don't even know. I could have just pointed anywhere.
I don't know. But I still would have said no. That's not it.
So Chicago is continuing to dig itself out of a snowstorm that has canceled 1,500 flights.
Oof.
And 43,000 homes in Chicago are without power. So if you can imagine being in a blizzard condition, essentially, and being without power, that's pretty brutal.
That's a nightmare. Yeah.
Ian was talking about how he remembers, what'd you call it? Snowpocalypse?
Yeah, Tom Skilling called it Snowpocalypse a couple of years ago where people just abandoned their cars on Lakeshore Drive.
Do you remember that picture where like the cars were like totally covered in ice on Lakeshore Drive, which is right there on Lake Michigan? And there's just dozens of abandoned vehicles. It's not quite that bad, but right now it's 43,000 homes without power.
That's wild.
It's like when houses here in Las Vegas lose power in the dead of summer. Like, it's a huge problem for people.
Horrible.
Especially if you're old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, Dana White has ripped into Oscar De La Hoya for the Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz fight. You watched it this past weekend.
I did. It was not fun.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody came around and like, no, we're not going to support this. We're not going to support this. And then a lot of fight fans that I know, there was nothing else going on that night. So a lot of people bought it, according to, you know, who I follow on Twitter. When we bought it, we watched it. It was just sad, man. Like, Chuck Liddell was...
He's just too old to be fighting. He's way too old.
He's 48 years old.
But he's fighting for money at this point because he probably needs
it. And that's the sad part, you know? It just sucks seeing a guy who was one of the biggest stars, or actually not even one of the biggest stars, he was the biggest star in the
just
mixed martial arts world, to have to continue to fight at 48 years old.
But, I mean...
Lose in the way that he did to a, like, Tito Ortiz... I didn't feel bad watching Tito fight. Like, if I watched Tito fight somebody else, I wouldn't feel bad. But just watching Chuck, it didn't feel right. It felt dirty.
Well, Tito about the same age?
Tito's 43, but Tito's in much better shape. Like, Tito
didn't take a whole bunch of punishment. He's a wrestler throughout his career, and so he wasn't constantly
getting punched
in the jaw.
Didn't rely on his chin to win fights.
Well, Dana White was on the UFC Unfiltered podcast and ripped into Oscar De La Hoya. And he said, people think I'm remotely talking bad about Chuck Liddell, but the reality is, first of all, I heard last week the cokehead Oscar De La Weirdo is talking S, and I don't have any place to tell you guys when to retire. First of all, it's called friendship, you effing cokehead. So that's what Dana White had to say about Oscar De La Hoya, who was the promoter behind the fight, which is why they're kind of trading barbs on this one. But I would agree very much with Dana White that I do not want to see Chuck Liddell fight anymore. Is some other promoter going to come along and give him a platform if it actually sold? Yes, but it didn't sell. Like, the pay-per-view, I just don't think was successful.
I don't know. I haven't seen the numbers from it, but it's just... It didn't get the type of response that you would want. You know, I think everybody I saw, you know, in the mixed martial arts journalism community all felt the same way.
Yeah.
This just feels dirty.
Everyone went, this is going to be really sad.
And it was.
Then guess what? It was really sad. Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? On X107.5.
Jimmy is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Jimmy, tell me if this description is accurate, because Ian will write a little description about the people that are about to join the show. And this one says, Jimmy, no college, real good at trivia, thinks he's got this. Accurate?
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, good.
Accurate. What makes you think you're good at trivia, Jimmy?
I don't know, just watching Jeopardy.
You know, Jeopardy's on Netflix now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
I mean, yeah, sure, why not?
Okay. Yeah.
All right,
go
Jimmy.
Go back and watch. You watch an episode, Jeopardy. Go back, watch it again, impress your significant other.
There you go, yeah. Jimmy, so let's get into this. You and Mahoney are going to be asked the same five questions. Mahoney's going to leave the room and go to a soundproof studio where he cannot hear. He is going to answer after you, so you're just trying to get more correct than he does. There is no pass today. Again, a total of five questions for each of you. If you get more correct than Mahoney, you not only get the huge moral victory, we'll also hook you up, okay?
All right.
Mahoney, could you leave, please?
Bye.
No, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay right here.
That's not how it works. Yeah, you have to
go away.
Don't feel like standing up right now.
Have to go.
Go.
You just want to see me walk away. Is that what it
is?
Right. Is that what it is? I will not stand for this harassment.
He is actually backing up. He's walking in reverse so we can't see his butt. What a weird guy, man. All right. So he is out of the studio now. I hope you do well, Jimmy. As you know, I hate Mahoney, and I wish bad things upon him.
I think I'll do well.
All right. There are some ones that are a little more trivia-based in here. Again, try to work through each of these. Feel free to talk them out. Mm-hmm. Question number one.
All right.
Without further ado, what popular Disney movie is set near Salem, Massachusetts in the years 1693 and 1993? This is a popular Disney movie set near Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Five seconds.
You know, I don't even know if it's a Disney movie. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas
is great.
That is a Disney movie, but I mean, you were close with a couple of the letters there. It's actually Hocus Pocus, but you know,
Hocus
Pocus. Yeah,
totally. Hocus Pocahontas. quite the remake. All right, no problem. Didn't get the first one there, but on to number two. What is the national sport of Japan?
National sport of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not good at trivia.
Oh, you're a little too cocky.
It's all right. It's all right. These aren't easy questions. I'll give you a hint.
Oh, man.
Fat guys.
Sumo wrestling.
There you go.
Don't tell Mahoney I gave you a hint. Question number three. How many red stripes are there on the United States flag?
Seven.
That's correct. Yeah, there you go. It's two correct. Well done. Okay. The song.
How many do I have to get right?
You're just trying to get more right than Mahoney, so we don't know how many you have to get right, so just as many as possible. The song Eye of the Tiger by the band Survivor was the theme song for what movie released in 1982?
Yeah.
More specifically, though, it's not just Rocky. It's Rocky, a specific number.
Rocky 2, I want to say.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
Three
is right, but...
Yeah. They were too late for that.
Yeah, Rocky 3 is the correct answer, so no point there. And final question for you. No.
Well, should we give him a half? He did say Rocky.
No. They're very different movies. You gotta get their own.
Yeah.
In what year was the iPhone first released? In what year was the iPhone first released?
I want to say 2010.
I'm sorry. 2007. Just celebrated their 10-year anniversary last year. So you got two correct, but that may very well be enough. So hang with us, okay? Mahoney's going to get brought into the studio right now.
Might get flustered.
All right.
Yeah. And if you know he starts screaming about how dumb the questions are, that's good news for you because he doesn't know.
I'll cross my fingers. Hopefully they're a little more complicated.
All right.
I will not stand for this.
You're still on that?
What? You don't stand for what?
This. You objectifying me, my body.
Oh, you're still on that.
Yeah. I'm more than just a piece of meat.
Okay.
Sir,
there you go.
I'll have you know.
All right, question number one.
I've got brains. Is there a pass?
There's no pass.
No pass. Okay.
I said that twice before.
I wasn't paying attention.
All right. What popular Disney movie is set near Salem, Massachusetts in the years 1693 and 1993?
What popular Disney movie?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is a dumb question, but it's Hocus Pocus.
Why is it a dumb question?
That's a real dumb question.
Why is it a dumb question?
Right away.
That's a real dumb question.
But why?
What is the national sport of Japan?
Sumo wrestling.
Yep. Two right out of the gate. Question number three. How many red stripes are there on the United States flag?
Oh God, it's either seven or six. I'm going to go seven.
Seven is correct. You nearly un-American son of a bitch.
Okay.
The song Eye of the Tiger by the band Survivor was the theme song for what movie that was released in 1982?
Rocky.
You have to be more specific.
Rocky 2.
Incorrect.
What?
Rocky 3.
Was it?
Yeah. Sorry.
Get out of here with that crap.
Get out of here with that crap.
Stupid-ass question.
Stupid-ass question.
All these questions are so
dumb.
Why
are they so...
Final question.
Why?
In what year was the iPhone first released?
First year was 2000 and
hurry up. Five seconds.
It's either 2007 or 2008. I'm just, give me 1 second. I'm going
Three,
to go
two,
2007.
One. Yeah, that's right. Well, Mahoney, you only got four correct, and that is way better than Jimmy. So.
Again? Jimmy, these were dumb questions. I'm so sorry that you got subjected to such a horrible...
He only starts being nice to the contestants after he beats them. Don't take this olive branch he's trying to extend.
What are you talking about? I was nice to this guy the entire time.
This guy? Did you just forget his name again?
Whatever.
What's his name?
This guy.
You just said his name!
I'm sorry that you were subjected to this horrible game. We were all dumber. You get no points. You all lose.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Oh, man. Today's Redneck Report, maybe one of my favorites so far. I've got two stories to share with you, and you can choose which one you want first, but they're both awesome.
Okay.
One is a guy that... is getting chased by the cops and then manages to run himself over while still trying to run from them.
Oh, God.
The other one is a woman. The cops bust into her place on live PD. Have you seen that show?
I have seen this clip.
And she is she's watching an adult film.
Let's start with that.
You want to start with that?
That's
a pretty good one. And the audio that we have is great because the cops can't hold it together because they know that they're live. They're like, can we be showing this right now?
I mean, it's on cable.
Yeah, it's on cable. So technically it doesn't break any rules, but... Here's the story. A woman who had an arrest warrant out for her because she'd stolen money from, I guess, an adult theme shop to begin with. Mm-hmm. So the cops show up at her place, and when they find her, she's in like kind of a various state of
undress.
She's only got like half of her clothes on, and there's an adult film going on the TV at a pretty loud clip too. And so the cops walk in to arrest her, and they're, you know, trying to just saying, like, hey, put your clothes on, and trying to handcuff her. And then they realize what's going on TV, and the cops have a hard time holding it all together.
Going through Delaware, and about six of them through us, Franklin County, okay?
For what?
For theft. So you're going to go
everything's
to our jail first, and then when you get done with that, you're going to go up to...
Can we turn this off?
Hold on, I got it.
Thank you. And then you're going to go.
Go ahead and sit down and put your shoes on.
Have a seat. Put those on. You got a shirt.
It's a story.
Go ahead and sit down and put your shoes on.
Have a seat. Put those on. You got a shirt? It's a story.
He looks over and he's like, oh.
He's like, oh, boy.
Well, then. Oh, boy. Also, what kind of monster? Who still, like, what is this, 1980 that you're watching it on a television?
Yeah.
Like, step it up to the new age on a smart device or a computer.
Got a DVD going on.
So, yeah, what, VHS. What is that? Who still has a V? Like that's if you walk into a dude's house and he's got a VHS player.
Yep.
You know why he's got that VHS player? There is only one.
Only one reason.
Because he's got nostalgia porn. Yep.
Nostalgia porn.
That's
like 1980s, 1970s
stuff that
porn?
He probably grew up with.
Yeah.
You know, so just know that, ladies, when you walk into a dude's place.
Yeah. Nostalgia porn. It's like when you catch E.T. on TV, you're like, oh, man, this takes me back. Well, something else can also
help
you to reminisce. So a police chase ended after a suspect accidentally ran himself over. This is an interesting story. A man in Oregon who led police on a chase through the streets of Happy Valley ended up getting out of his vehicle and running from the cops, but he got out of the car without putting it in park.
Oh.
And so it was still rolling.
Oh, yes.
And so he runs out of, gets out of the car and runs in front of it. Yes. And the car just slowly crushes him into the building. It broke his leg, which that's on you, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah.
But dude, if you're running from the cops, that's it. Yeah. And you run yourself over.
Yep.
Oh, God. I love that so much.
And also a great story.
Get like that car a medal.
Today's Redneck Report is such a good one. A Florida man gets arrested for allegedly impersonating the drummer from Nickelback.
Does anybody know what the drummer of Nickelback looks
like? What's his name?
I know his name because it's in the story.
Okay.
But
otherwise, no.
His name is Daniel Adair. And this guy was attempting to impersonate him to purchase $25,000 in musical equipment. So a 45-year-old... who, according to his Facebook page, performs under the comical name Mr. Wookie, realized that he had a similar drum setup to the drummer from Nickelback, Mr. Adair, and used that information to impersonate the drummer. He ordered $25,000 worth of microphones and drum parts from a manufacturer in Vienna, Austria, and had them delivered to a Florida address. Police were notified on January 19th that something was a little amiss. The company then contacted a rep for Adair, who confirmed that they had not ordered the gear. Mr. Wookie, whose Facebook profile claims he is a studio and touring musician who works for Sony Music, was arrested in Florida and released on $18,000 bond. This is not the first time that he was arrested for fraud.
He looks like the mugshot that this guy posted up in Florida after he got arrested for this. Definitely looks like he would be in a Nickelback cover band, though.
Does he?
There's nothing worse. There's no lower insult to tell someone than you look like you'd be in a Nickelback cover band.
I feel like we should start using that.
Hell yeah, we should.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
The Missed Connection Inspection is helping people find love. It's around the holidays. People want to spend it with somebody special. And so what do? Maybe you had a brief encounter with somebody. Maybe it's a relationship that you had going on for a while and it just fell apart. Need to get back in touch with that special somebody? You take to Craigslist.
And we here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, we hold this, you know, we feel like we have a duty.
It is our job.
To bring these people together.
I like people that are direct. Like, they know what they want.
Yeah.
And that's where we'll start, this first post. The title, You Are Female. The letter U, the letter R, and then female.
Okay, that's a good start.
I saw you, but you didn't see me. You're white, sexy, and have a killer behind. I'm single and want to be your next boyfriend. That's it.
That's it?
That's the whole thing right there.
Maybe casting
a wide net?
Casting a wide net for a wide booty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is straight to the point.
Yeah.
Like, he knows exactly what he wants.
This one, Starbucks, in all caps. Hi, I was waiting for coffee and you were in the drive-thru. You had a glammed up pink steering wheel and a minivan.
Hell yeah.
I would love to know who you are. Rare that I can't stop thinking of someone that I've only seen for 1 minute. Wonderful spirit about you. I was with another girl, dark hair, friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Had to at least put it out in the universe. Ha ha ha. If you're the girl with the pink steering wheel or know who the girl with the pink steering wheel is, please let me know.
So was he behind her?
He was probably in front of her, right? And like looking at her in the rearview mirror. With her pink steering wheel and her minivan?
Okay.
So she didn't see him. She just saw maybe the back of his head?
Yeah.
I do have a friend who has a pink fuzzy steering wheel. So
in a minivan?
In a minivan, yeah.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. It's just a different car.
Say,
but
wow.
But the steering wheel is like fuzzy, so.
All right.
Two in the front, five in the back. That's right. That's how I like my minivan.
Look out. Beep, beep.
Woo!
This one is entitled 420 Kitchen Maid.
Okay.
5'2 at height, thick, sexy, plump kitten. Let me be your pretty kitty maid. I can take care of your kitchens, bathrooms, rooms, front or backyard. Tired from work? Bored? Rip a bong hit. Drink a beer. Tell me what to do. Laundry, folding, literally anything master needs. Must have own supplies. Come on, man. You gotta have some props. You can't bring like a fake bottle of Clorox or something. I don't know.
Some people are very specific about how they like their house cleaned.
Send pic of self and what you would like. I'll send a body pic in return. No drama or games. Just chill, good times, and good vibes. I'm thinking this may be a working girl.
But if she's going to, yeah, she's definitely a working girl. She's going to work to keep that house clean, Dave.
Okay, all right.
And also, I feel like, Ian, you should, was that here or Albany?
That was actually here.
That was here in Las Vegas?
Do you want me to hit up the 420 kitten maid?
I will pay for your apartment to be cleaned.
Okay.
By the 420 kitten maid.
Would you definitely really? Take you up on that.
He's going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
He will definitely.
That will be my.
Did she list how many roses or whatever it is to have their.
No, this was the entire ad right here. Mahoney, are you serious?
I've never been more serious about anything in my life.
My apartment really needs to be cleaned.
Can we have her come clean the studio?
Yes, clean the studio.
Yeah.
Either that
it is a little bit messy.
You guys come over, we'll have a couple beers.
I'm just going to bring a bunch of laundry in. Like, no, I actually just want you to fold the laundry. Will you please do it?
Mahoney, I will seriously reach out to her as long as you can provide supplies.
I mean, I
will spring for the supplies.
Oh,
I will
yes!
be happy to spring for the supplies.
Yes!
If Mahoney is going, God, that is so great.
We're getting the 420 kitten
just
made.
So long as it's under like $500.
That's fine.
It's okay. Under $500.
Under $500.
Wow. I don't know what this costs.
$450.
You're going to pay $400. Jesus.
It's for nothing but the best, the plump kitty bong ripping surprise for my friend over here.
All right.
Awesome.
On to the next one. Big strong woman. Hi, I've been looking for a big, strong woman that would have fun wrestling a man.
Hell yeah.
Would be great to be overpowered by you, dominated by you in wrestling. Make me submit. You show me that women are stronger than men. All for fun. No one gets hurt. All right.
Oh.
Just like, kick my ass.
Well, I mean, people...
Ian, I will pay for you to get your ass kicked.
Deal.
I mean, people are into that.
I think he needs to list his vital statistics when looking for that, though.
Right,
because,
yeah.
I mean, if he's like
it's
a 5'2".
Andre the Giant, it's a lot different than if he's like just a little guy that you can actually just beat up pretty
just
easily.
Pick up and do the airplane move on the shoulders, which does not get done nearly enough in professional wrestling anymore.
This one, I don't know if this is like a fetish thing or not, but it just says any nurses as the title.
Oh, it's a fetish thing.
Oh, jeez.
It's a fetish thing.
Hold on.
Wait, though. Looking for somebody that would be willing to show me how to put in my catheter. Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Something I have been interested in for a while now. I know it's an odd request, but I'm willing to compensate for your time.
It's a fetish.
That is 100% a fetish.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you get there in life?
I don't know. Like, I understand.
How do you get there?
Like, I understand certain things.
Sure, like just smack him on the face or whatever, like on the behind.
Yeah,
or like whatever.
The
like,
autoerotic
choking. Like,
I
can't get her.
What?
How?
How?
What's sexy about this?
I mean, maybe
it's
you're
a
going
nurse.
On a long road trip.
No, it's nothing sexual. I just don't want to stop.
just buy one of those big mouth Pepsi bottles.
Yeah, those large mouth Mountain Dews. Very ridiculous.
Which I will say, genius marketing move on Pepsi's part when they put those out, because they knew exactly who their audience was.
Yep, you can drink this faster and you can also not have to stop.
Yeah.
And last but not least, and this one is probably one of my favorites that we've ever had in the Misconnection Inspection. This one is entitled To the Guy with the Black VW Bug and a Hat. You were taking a right. You almost hit me twice. Learn how to drive your man-child car. I was not beeping at you to say hello and wave. I drove by when you stopped at the red light because you were in the turning lane. I was giving you the finger, not flirting. Maybe if you were hot... I would have been a little bit less ticked off, but you were not. You were probably drunk. Either way, you almost hit me twice, and you're one of those idiots out on the road. P.S. Any dude who drives a bug deserves to get flipped off anyway. You look like you're almost 50, and your attitude on the road was that of a 16-year-old who just got the keys to the car from his mom to go get milk. You suck.
You think that guy like put out a Craigslist?
I don't
know, like,
man.
To the girl who was waving to me.
I hope that's a response, but either way. Whew, that was hot.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So the big question, because we were talking earlier about how the MGM has struck a deal with Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. And they're the official gaming partner of Major League Baseball now. Uh-huh. In both the U.S. and Japan. The question that we got kind of flooded with on the text line is whether or not this means that Pete Rose is ever going to get inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
He will when he dies.
That's when he's going to matter?
That's when they'll put him in. That's just, it sucks. Like, you know, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
The fact that Major League Baseball now has MGM as a partner and Pete Rose is sitting probably at an MGM property right now signing baseball bats and hats and still can't get into the Baseball Hall of Fame because he bet on baseball all those years ago. I mean, I get that he broke the rules, right? But come on, man.
He didn't use steroids. Who cares?
Yeah. Even the guys that use steroids
are in. There are plenty of those guys. That, to me, that's a much bigger offense than betting on baseball. There's no proof that Pete ever threw a game when he was managing the Reds.
Right.
You know, no
proof. Pete Rose is one of the best of all time. He was a blast to watch play.
Probably one of the best pure, you know, him and Tony Gwynn, two of the best pure hitters ever.
Yeah.
And without a doubt.
I think he's a good analyst. I didn't think that I would like him on the desk. I like him.
I kind of like him, too.
Yeah, he's sort of a hot mess, and he makes me feel better about myself.
He's a curmudgeon, and, you know, not like, he's not Mr. Sunshine, but he doesn't need to be.
Yeah, he's not all buttoned up and in great shape, even like A-Rod, you know? He's just sort of, like, disheveled and kind of sweaty.
Looks like he's had a couple drinks.
Yeah,
sure.
Like, he's definitely had a couple of scotches before he got on air. I like him.
So let's say, like,
good analysis.
He dies, you know, whatever. But do you think that's when he's like, he's gonna be a good guy and
No. I mean, I don't think Pete Rose is not a bad guy. It's just he bet, you know, and a lot of people bet on a lot of things, and now it's becoming more widespread. I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
The stigma of sports betting is finally going away, so maybe that'll help us.
The baseball writers won't write him in, and they won't change the rules to put him in before he dies. Plain and simple.
A New York State Police Department shared body cam footage of an officer rushing into a burning shed to rescue a chicken.
Really?
Now, the police department said that Officer McGovern responded Saturday to a fire at a shed adjacent to a residential property. McGovern removed two propane tanks from the shed.
Oh, God.
Jesus. I hope there's only two. Before rushing back inside to rescue a chicken in danger of being roasted. I got your chicken, McGovern told the owner in the video. Now, it's not that we don't love chickens, the police department wrote. They're just fine and certainly deserve our assistance. It's just that if you ever wanted to get a hard time from your coworkers, be a hero to a chicken.
I mean, what if they
He ran into a burning shed and grabbed two propane tanks. That's ballsy as hell. And the fact that he went back with a chicken.
It's kind of stupid, though.
For a chicken?
But, yeah, I mean, it's a chicken.
But if you have a shed that's on fire and you have the ability to run in there and pull those out before they, you know, explode, that's just going to be like, if a shed's on fire, I imagine those things are going to go up like hand grenades, right?
You would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Big-ass hand grenades. Yep. And so, yes, the chicken's a little ridiculous afterwards, but...
If it were a dog, though.
Totally different.
Really?
Yes, because there's not 9 restaurants on the road right outside of us that serve dog. Fried dog.
An animal.
It's totally different.
It's totally different. Again,
you think dogs and chickens are the same?
No, I'm just saying, like, if it were like a dog, would you save it?
Yes, because they're totally different, because dogs love us back.
I don't know. I don't think the chicken should die. If you wanted to save it, then...
Dumbass chicken. So this is pretty great. A shock driver in Ohio captured a video of a couch being moved on top of an SUV, and they didn't even strap it down. They just put a person on top of it to hold it still. Which seems pretty smart. And we've got some audio.
Look at this, y'all. Do y'all see this? This is real right here on Gettysburg. The couch is on the car. The boy is riding to hold the couch. This is not real. But it is. I feel like I'm being punked. Look at this.
Oh, my God. Ian, I just realized something. So we have a story about Tyrese in Pop Trash today. That sounds like Tyrese.
When he's crying?
When he's crying. Listen.
Look at this, y'all. Do y'all see this? This is real right here on Gettysburg. The couch is on the car. The boy is riding to hold the couch.
I mean, it's uncanny. The cadence is almost identical. Do you have that handy?
Right, I love how excited that guy is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe that. Here, we got this is Tyrese talking about his ugly cry face.
And yes, some of y'all are like, oh, he got the ugly cry face. I do got the ugly cry face. I'm sorry. Oh, he's got the ugly cry face. You mother right. I look ugly when I cry because I'm crying for my baby. Don't take my baby, okay? I just want my baby.
Hold the couch. Pretty close. Pretty close.
Pretty good, man.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I agree with everything you guys said about the drive-thru, except for your foot on the brake. Safety first, guys, all right? It doesn't take any extra time putting the car in park, all right? You get all excited. Ooh, yum, 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 these fries are delicious. And your foot slips off the brake, or you're digging for change, digging in your pocket for money. Safety first, fellas. Get it together.
Message deleted.
First off, if you're eating fries in the drive-thru, you are the problem.
Right. That's exactly right. You have to wait until you get back out into the public roadways, and you're cruising along.
Yep.
That's when you eat it.
You can't start plowing into your food while you're still sitting in the drive-thru.
You don't pull one space forward and stop and start digging through either.
No. That's slightly more acceptable, but still unacceptable.
No, because what if the person right behind you, as the person behind you, I've got my food, I'm ready to go, and I can't move because you're digging around in your food.
There was somebody that got mad at me on the text line because they said I was complaining about people at ATMs that will put their car in park. Like, it's just not that complicated to keep your foot on the gas and get money out of an ATM. It's not tricky. If you're too short, that's the exception, right? If you're too short.
Pull up closer.
That's the other thing. Like, the people that... they know they're short, and so they have to get close and open their door, but they're too dumb to realize how to space that, and so they can only half open the door, and then they're all stuck in there, and you're like,
oh, this is embarrassing.
I hate you. I picked the wrong line. I should have picked the other line.
If you are a certified little person, that is the only people who
a certified little. Do you get a certificate?
Yes. If you're born,
like, if you're considered a little person, you're under like 5 foot.
Okay.
Like, right. as a man, and I think it's like 4'11" or something for a woman, or 4'10" for a woman. Those people are the only ones who get the pass.
Let's just move on.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I had an Uber driver over this weekend, and he let a fart out. Like, we were just driving, and I'm hoping it's accidental, but, like, he never acknowledged that he did it. He just kept driving.
Message deleted.
Same thing happened to me when I was in Philadelphia, and I was offended, but you can't really be that offended. It's his car.
No.
He's farting in his own car.
I'm paying you.
To not fart?
Yeah, you got
to
hold it in. Yeah, man. You have, like, guests in your car.
Did he roll down the window?
No.
Did he roll down the window?
I did. I was like, screw you. If you're just going to let it go.
Did you see the guy, like, in the rear view mirror? Like, what was his?
He kind of looked up all ashamed, you know, like the little side glance thing.
Oh, no.
One star. Yeah. No tip.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, how often are you guys given to trolls? I mean, I can imagine, like, you guys get a fair amount of them from time to time, like people acting like idiots. Look, I get Mahoney would lose his mind and get heated with him. I don't know. I think it's fun sometimes. You go on YouTube or something and you just get in random arguments with, like, those rando people in the comments. It doesn't make me feel good. No. It's like more of a mental exercise.
Message deleted.
Not at all, not ever. Like, that stopped being fun.
Years ago.
A year after the internet was invented.
Yeah.
At first, it was like, oh, yeah, I like arguing with people and, you know, trying out your debate skills. And now it's like there's so many morons who think they're clever that aren't. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the problem with social media, is that it's given everyone a voice, and many people don't deserve to have their thoughts broadcast.
You know what social media has done? We no longer believe experts and scientists and, like, smart people. Like, social media has, and Google in general, everybody thinks that they know everything about everything now.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And that the people who actually have studied these things
spent their whole life committed to unearthing the facts about whatever topic it is that you're
science,
right?
Whatever it may be.
Because
Jenny McCarthy told you that your kid was going to get autism from vaccines,
right. Or there's a YouTube video that's telling you that that planes are making frogs gay. Like, come on, man.
You want to know why? So, like, look back in the 1800s, right? And like, there was not even a billion people at the beginning part of the 1800s. Now you look here, there's almost like 8 billion, 9 billion people on the planet. You know why? Medicine and vaccines and science. That's why.
Yeah, we probably don't need to get into that whole thing right now.
No,
but I agree. Social media has really stunk things up.
You have ruined the world, social media and the internet.
And Jenny McCarthy.
Mostly Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, mostly
Jenny McCarthy. Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, check it. You only can pick one. HBO, Hulu, Amazon, Netflix. Which one do you pick? You only can use one. The others are not an option after that.
Message deleted.
That's a tough one.
I'm going Netflix. I love HBO. They have some they have quality programming. HBO is the top shelf as far as the TV networks go, right? Like they put out the best stuff consistently. If a show gets greenlit on HBO, I know it's going to be good, and I really enjoy their programs probably the most. But Netflix is the fast food of television programming, and there's just so much of it that I kind of enjoy that I'd go with that.
I can't get rid of HBO. HBO would be my number one draft pick on that.
Okay.
Netflix is great. Hulu's pretty good, and Amazon's coming up too.
Yeah, if Amazon doesn't have that much good original programming yet.
They've got some good
stuff. They've got a couple
of things. Man in the High Castle.
Yeah, I like that show.
There's a bunch of stuff on there that looks good. I just haven't got around to watching.
Yeah, with some pretty high profile stars. Like that new Julia Roberts one looks
that
pretty good.
Sneaky Pete.
I've seen Sneaky Pete. Yeah. That's good.
There's that
one with the guy from The Office.
Oh, the new
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, the John Krasinski.
Yeah,
one. That dude's buff as hell now.
He is, man.
I hate that. Like, but I it kind of gives us hope. Like, Jim was just kind of, you know, he looks like an average everyday
normal,
dude.
A normal, scrawny dude on The Office, and then now he's
handsome as hell. Got like, where did that jawline come from?
Yeah, right. Did you get that implanted? Because
wasn't there before?
Hook me up with that doctor, man. That's awesome.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trap!
So, Michael Douglas, great actor. Favorite movie that he was ever in for you? Do you have one?
Oh, God.
I like The Game. The Game was so good.
That shook me. That movie just shook me.
Because you didn't see it coming.
You did not.
Man, you got me. You got me real
good.
You
got me real good.
Sean Penn and Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
But Michael Douglas, he's much older than Catherine Zeta-Jones. And their relationship has been, you know, widely criticized by some people because he's 74 and she's 49 now. Okay. But when they first got together, she had to be, what, in her 30s?
20s,
maybe. One of the, you know, like hottest young actresses in Hollywood at the time. And she was criticized recently because Michael Douglas had throat cancer and they thought that it came from an STD that she gave him. Well, as it turns out, that may not be the case because Catherine Zeta-Jones was on the Today Show and she was talking about how they actually have an open relationship.
Really?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unfathomable to me that you could be with one person for 18 years and things don't are not rosy every day. Both Michael and I have a very open relationship. You know, when you have kids that didn't ask to be born into a world where it's scrutinized or looked into, you've got to be open and honest and share things that probably people at the drugstore wouldn't share over the counter. You know? We share everything around the table. You know, I'm a big European kind of family girl. And so everything is shared around the table.
Well, that might not mean that they're like open relationship.
Nobody says we're in an open marriage if it doesn't mean that they're in a.
She said we have an open relationship,
like,
meaning
really
that.
Honest.
She said we have a very open marriage.
She said open. Play
it's
that
just
again.
Unfathomable to me that you could be with one person for 18 years and things don't are not rosy every day. And both Michael and I have a very open relationship. You know, when you have kids
that didn't
ask to be born into a world where it's scrutinized.
I think that first part, though, can suggest that they have an open relationship.
They definitely have an open relationship.
I think this is another fake news. Farrah.
This is not fake news.
Number one hit.
What are you talking about? She just played the audio for you.
You fell for the clickbait. She said,
do you not want to believe it?
We're very open. That means the lines of communication. They're not talking about they're a bunch of swingers.
She said the way that they make their relationship work. After, you didn't even read the article, did you?
Why would I read the article? her All right. I can hear her what she just said.
She said for 18 years they've been together, things aren't going to be rosy every day.
Okay.
And then she can't also, imagine.
In tandem, right, you can't imagine
being with the same person.
No, if you're with the same person for 18 years, everything's not going to be rosy day
in and day out. So Mahoney's on that side. How do you interpret it, Sylvia?
I think it's like open, like multiple partners.
Yeah. Ian? What?
She says, I refuse to throw in the towel with things like this, referencing the relationship. So I definitely think that there's other people involved in this. It's Catherine Zeta-Jones. Come on.
I don't. I think you guys are wrong.
But if they are in an open relationship and they have like multiple partners,
that there's a chance
with Catherine Zeta-Jones. No, I'm hoping there's a chance with Michael Douglas.
Oh well,
that voice.
But if they are in open relationships, they have multiple partners. I mean, they've kept it hidden.
I don't care if they are. You live, you do whatever you need to do to make your relationship, you know, work for you. I just don't think, from what she said right there, I believe you guys are just falling for the clickbait title.
No, we're not. She said the words.
Listen to what she's saying again.
Play it again.
When you're with the same person for 18 years, every day's not going to be rosy. We're in a very open relationship, meaning that the communication's there, which I feel like that is the key to making relationships working, is telling the other person what you want and communicating with them.
Little piece, though, where she says you can't be with the same person.
She said when you're with the same person for 18 years.
So Tyrese is back in the news as well. A judge is siding with Tyrese.
Oh my God.
So stupid.
You're stupid.
You're so stupid.
A judge is siding with Tyrese. If you recall, like, very public, this whole Tyrese and his ex thing.
Yeah.
He's paying her thousands of dollars a month, and a judge has said that he actually thinks that Tyrese may be in the right here, ruling that there are limits when it comes to his ex-wife demanding money to cover childcare costs, especially if her activities aren't work-related at all. So the judge ruled that Norma can't expect Tyrese to reimburse her for babysitters to watch her 11-year-old daughter if she's running errands that aren't work-related or just wants to get out of the house or wants to go on vacation with her friends. Like, Tyrese doesn't have to foot the bill for that. Mm-hmm. Tyrese was upset about childcare bills that she was running up, especially one particular day in August when she admitted that she was just merely living life. He was also upset that, in his view, she wasn't making an effort to get a steady job, which led to this fantastic piece of audio, which may be one of the best of the year.
Don't take my baby, please. Don't take my baby. This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay? I've been away from my baby for 2 months. I just want my baby. I'm at $13,000 a month. What more do you want from me? Oh, my God. My Shayla. And ain't nobody showing up for me. I got all these millionaire friends. I got billionaire friends. I've been there for you. Why nobody's there for me? Oh, he's got the ugly cry face. You mother right. I look ugly when I cry because I'm crying for my baby. And if they doing this to me, if they taking my baby, or because she wakes up and decides on September 11th, this is what I feel like saying about Tyrese. Nobody wants to hire me, Norma. Congratulations.
Like, don't get me wrong. I think Tyrese is getting screwed, but don't go on the internet making a video of you crying.
No. You keep doing that because then we get this.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
I want my baby back.
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 They taking my baby. I want my baby. I want my baby. I want my baby. I want my baby. I look ugly when I cry because I'm crying for my
baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What odd smell do you like? There's a lot of people with some pretty strange ones coming in. This one from 435. My boob sweat. My man's underarms.
Ooh.
And the smell of a match as it's first lit.
Love the smell of a match. A lot of underarms. Ivan the Blind Mexican on Twitter said, yo, my armpits sometimes smell like really good herb. Either that or I'm sweating it all back out.
She added, yes, I realize this is all at the opposite end of the spectrum. Don't judge me. I like what I like.
About the her man's armpits?
Yeah, well, her boob sweat and her man's underarms and the smell of a match.
Well, no, I think it's when you find somebody attractive and you got the right pheromones going, you know.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, because there is nothing nastier than when some random person sweats on you. But if it's somebody you're attracted to and are in a relationship with.
Yeah, like, the difference between, like, you know, a hot and heavy makeout session or whatever and the person sweating on you, how that's not gross at all compared to being in a crowd.
Or, like, at the gym.
At the gym.
Just
anyone near.
Because when, like, when I'm on the treadmill and there's, like, someone who's a little bit stinky, like, you when as every time they, like, run or whatever, like, they move, you can
smell it?
Like, waft.
I really enjoy smashing my tonsil stones and smelling them. I know it's disgusting.
What the hell are tonsil stones?
I don't know. I don't know if you want to
look that up. I don't know if we want to Google that now.
You want to... Oh, I love the smell of freshly cut lumber. I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you walk into Home Depot or Lowe's, you're just like, smells like success.
Love smelling wood. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I like the smell of those Disney VHS, like the plastic.
Oh, when you open it, you first crack it open? Yeah.
Yes, that is my favorite smell.
You want to take things a step further than the armpit? Jeff said... Sometimes I'll check and see if I'm fresh downstairs, if you will. Just run my hand down near my grundle and give it a...
Down near the grundle?
Like, kind of like on the side of the boys, you know?
Just, no.
That's too much for
you. No, Jeff.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Is there an odd smell that you really like? What about this one? It just feels very American to me. Ghost of Stephen Foster on Twitter said gasoline.
Oh, nothing.
I love the smell of gasoline.
The sweet smell of gasoline just smells like it's... gasoline should not smell as good as it does.
No. I get it. Like, if you're going to huff something, I get why you're smelling gasoline. Yeah. Like, that stuff smells great.
Delicious.
I can't get into it? No.
Really?
Same thing with, like, bad things that you probably shouldn't smell, Sharpies or magic markers.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they make it smell so good sometimes because it smells like fruit. Like, they have those, like, the smelly markers.
They shouldn't, though, because it's probably just
killing brain cells.
Rotting your brain from the inside out. Here's something that may not rot your brain. Got a lot of these responses on our Facebook page. Rick says, puppy breath.
Oh, that's nice.
Stinks, but when it's gone, you really miss it.
This one will almost certainly rot your brain. 310 said, I love the smell of cocaine. That's probably not good for you.
That's
going to
damage.
Also an odd one.
It smells like gasoline.
Russell said horse poop. When I was a kid, we had horses, and my mom was a horse shoer. It's a very nostalgic smell for me. Mm. So kind of a personal note there, yeah.
Like, I like the smell of ferrets. Like, you walk into...
Ferrets?
Yeah, like, kind of like a pet store or whatever, back in the day. Mm. It has that smell, you know? I like the smell of ferrets.
Frenchie said rubbing alcohol.
Okay. I think I would take that over gasoline.
No,
really?
Yeah.
No way. Gasoline's gasoline's a top three. Easy. Top three.
I love the smell of matches. I can light a match and sniff that sulfur all day long, said Karen.
I feel like a match is a much better smell in a bathroom than the...
than the ass?
Well, no. Then, like, if you spray, like the Febreze.
Or
something.
Yeah.
Some other deodorizer.
But it's very obvious, though.
No, but like the other one isn't. That one, so it smells like fall apples and ass. The other one, at least.
It's fall assholes. It's brand new.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe it's odd for you to like the smell, but you just can't get enough of it. I agree with this one. Karen said the smell of freshly cut grass.
Yeah.
Like, there's just something about springtime, especially. When you smell that freshly cut grass, and even cutting grass myself, because I did a lot of that when I was a kid, it smells so good.
I don't feel like that's a weird smell. I think that's another smell of like America. Like when you think of smells of America, gasoline, fresh cut grass, and eagles.
Andrew said wood burning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly.
George said when you fart in the shower.
Oh God, no!
No, it doesn't ever go away, man.
Oh God, because the steam has opened up all your pores.
So now the fart's going into your pores.
All your sinuses are open as well. So you got farts up in the pores and the sinuses, and it's like the heat of 1,000 suns, but in smell form.
Ray said the smell of the gardening area at Walmart smells like raw noodles. Yeah. LOL, I wouldn't say it smells good, but it's not bad. Am I the only one that thinks that?
No, I'm with you on that one. It's an interesting smell. Very distinct.
Warren said WD-40.
I don't know what WD-40 smells like.
It's almost got like a sweetness to it.
I just remember we used to take it when we had a, what is it, like a potato gun?
Uh-huh.
We would spray it in there for that, but I don't remember what the smell smelled like.
Taylor said Band-Aids. I can see that.
Band-Aids.
Oh, Derek.
New Band-Aids, right?
New Band-Aids, yeah.
No.
Used Band-Aids off a homeless stranger. Derek said the tire store smell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that like rubber. Yeah. That unused rubber. You know what I'm talking about, Sylvia?
Yeah.
All right.
She's met some sailors.
Uh-huh.
Cammie said grilled onions and caramelized garlic cloves while cooking Italian sausage. All right.
Specific.
That. Yeah.
Very specific.
Craig said fair food. Funnel cakes, deep fried whatever.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, Chris, leather.
Yeah.
Someone said erasers.
Oh, yeah. I used to smell erasers. Kind of like just hold them to your nose while you're bored in classes.
After you got done erasing something.
No, it's too hot. It's too hot.
No, then you smell it.
That was a fast eraser.
Ouch.
Really?
Pencil shavings as well. Yeah. You know, like, it was like a freshly shaved pencil, which I guess goes back to the kind of the wood.
Troy said, I really like the smell of whatever the Rock is cooking.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Things that you love the smell of that maybe you shouldn't. Somebody said the smell of brand new books. Like when I get myself a brand new book, I'll just pull it open. Angelo said the smell of that new hardcover book specifically. I shove my face right into it every time I get a new book.
Ian doesn't agree with that one.
No.
Old books. Give me that
musty.
Dust. Give me that must. I love it.
Nah, man.
Yeah, it's history.
New
that
books.
You're smelling.
Tanya said, right after a rain. That smell that you get right after a rain.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That's a beautiful smell.
Yoki said, race fuel. Hell yeah.
I mean, if it's anything like gasoline, but kicked up a couple notches.
You realize all these people are talking about just getting high? They're smelling this stuff. You know that like people have issues with this stuff.
She's totally a broho. Like she loves, like she's like, I love trucks and race fuel. I like you, man. Freshly paved asphalt, burnt cheese, skunks, because it reminds me of weed.
No.
Pickle juice.
Alicia said, my husband's neck right under his jawline.
Oh, what?
All right,
under his jawline.
All right,
smelly neck.
Your significant other's armpit when it's half BO and half deodorant. Don't knock it till you try it, boys.
What about your own?
Be full BO though.
What about your own BO? Like after a day of, if it's, you know,
no,
I love it.
There's a sweetness to it. At least mine has a sweetness.
Does it?
What are you eating?
Mine has a sourness to it. Just a sense of despair.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you guys have anybody in your life that you communicate with just memes? I have one coworker who I message back and forth with, and it's just pictures. It's just stuff that makes me laugh, and that's it. I haven't said a word to this guy in real life in months.
Message deleted.
I like friendships like that. I've got a couple friends, one of my old roommates. He and I, we don't get to see each other very often anymore, but do get to bro down over movies and memes. Mostly. And I think it's a nice way to keep a relationship going.
Yeah, I have one friend who I just send memes to.
Do you send the inappropriate memes to her?
Yeah. I mean, why not? It's funny.
There's friends that like you can send the inappropriate memes to. There are other friends who
you have to like pull back.
I don't know about all that. Seems a little fishy here.
Please leave a message.
What was that?
I weed out friends because, like, in that way.
If
you send me an unfunny or an old meme, we're not friends anymore. We're not going to be
out?
Like, how old of a meme before you're like, this person obviously doesn't know what's going on
if,
in the...
If it's from 6 months ago, don't even bother sending it.
That's way too long.
Don't do it.
What are you doing?
No, and it takes a certain person to be in that kind of relationship where you can send the memes.
Do you not send memes to somebody who you think has already saw them?
Yes.
I feel like I feel like I bet he's seen that already. I'm not going to send that.
So how do you respond if someone says, "Oh, I already saw that"?
You burn your phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Block them.
Yeah.
Block them.
Cut them out of your life.
Block them instantly.
That's
dead to me.
That's the worst feeling in the world, though, when you show someone a really funny meme and they're like, nah, I saw that.
It's trying to show a video. Same thing with trying to show a video that you think's hilarious. Like I do, this happens all the time with my fiance, where there's something hilarious, and I'm like, hold the phone, and she's watching. And I'm like,
nothing.
She's like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I've seen all these YouTube videos where somebody is just freaking out in public for some stupid reason. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen happen in public where someone's just losing their mind over something dumb?
Message deleted.
Oh, man. A lot of these over the years, a couple of these have been me. But I would say
freaking out?
Yeah, the ones that I saw like the worst was there was a guy who was trying to pay for something at, it wasn't Target, but I don't think it was a Walmart either. It might have just been a grocery store. And his card wouldn't go through and like was like yelling at the guy working the register.
Was he an older gentleman?
No, it wasn't.
No.
It was a guy who was probably 30 years old.
Because I've seen like people freak out and they're usually, a little bit older.
No, I think that older people, and when it comes to technology, definitely have some have issues.
Sure.
But this guy was 30 years old. He was swearing up and down and then cussing at the guy who was checking him out because it had to be his fault. To be doing this wrong. And it's like, bro, dude, you withdrew too much. You didn't balance your checkbook this right.
You broke.
You broke. Find another card or move along. I'm trying to check out with these SpaghettiOs, bitch.
Thank you for visiting Target.
That's right. This is Target. We do not. That stuff happens at Walmart.
SpaghettiOs.
This does not happen at Target. This is a fine establishment. Move it along. Also, when you're doing the self-checkout at Target, when that video comes on, don't you instantly feel like a thief, though?
Oh, I do.
I swear to God, I didn't steal anything.
I always like look down in shame because like I just feel so bad looking at it.
And it's such a bad angle, and it's because it's all fluorescent lighting.
Yeah,
you just look like nasty and blown out, and every zit can be seen on your face. It's just like, oh, God, what am I doing with my life? Why am I buying 38 cans of SpaghettiOs because they're on sale?
You can't pass that up if they're on sale.
I mean, $1 a can is a hell of a deal. How? Also, seriously, I don't want to know, but I also kind of want to know. How are you going to sell that to me for $1?
Right? Like, I don't get it. Who's making money?
Everything that went into the processing of that, like, okay, you had to make the noodles.
Yeah.
The meatballs. We got to go meatballs. You had to get it here to Target also. And all of that only costs $1?
Yeah, how does it culminate into just $1?
$1.
What's the meat made out of?
I don't.
It's got to be worth more than $1, though.
Deliciousness, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, do you find yourself using specific hot sauces for specific meals? Like, I use Cholula for breakfast, and I find that Tabasco is pretty good for soups and stews.
Message deleted.
What do you think, Sylvia? I'm a Cholula guy myself when it comes to straight hot sauce.
I like Cholula. I'll put it like on popcorn.
Ian, what about you? Cholula on popcorn?
Yeah.
Psychopath.
Yeah.
I've never tried. So wait, does it have butter on it also?
It can, if you want.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Like, when you go to the movies, do you have a big-ass bottle of Cholula in your purse?
Do you really?
Yeah. I'll bring my Cholula. It's not huge, but
we can see that giant bottle of Cholula in your pants. Please take it out.
I'm just happy to see you.
Uh-huh.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Okay, it is that time for Know the Show, Sylvia. Ooh. Hopefully you were listening to the show a little bit earlier. If you want to go see the 1975 at the Joint on April 16th, know the answer to this question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I had an Uber driver over this weekend. He never acknowledged that he did it.
Message deleted.
Same thing happened to me when I was in Philadelphia, and I was offended, but you can't really be that offended. It's his car.
What happened to the Uber driver to Dave in Philadelphia? And the same thing that happened to our caller. If you know that, 791-1075 is the number. And I know I would rate that Uber driver a 1-star. I don't know about you, Sylvia. But yeah. Ian, I know you say that it's his car. He could do what he wants.
Yeah, but still, you got to at least cop to it and apologize. You're in the presence of other people. If I have other people over at my house and I let one rip, I'm going to apologize.
You just gave away the answer.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Let's just see if anybody else is paying attention. X1075, who's this? Oop, I got to turn that on. Oh. X1075, who's this? Huh. There we go. X1075, who's this? Hello.
Hello.
What is the answer?
He farted.
That is absolutely correct. He farted and then, you know.
I didn't tell her that answer, by the way.
No, I know. There's a delay. We have a 15-second delay.
Yeah, she gets it.
Delay,
she got it. She was
congratulations. You're the best around. Nothing's going
to ever keep you down. You're the best around. You would need to roll down the windows. Like, if you did it, you have to roll down the windows.
I would say sorry. What's your name? Who's calling?
This is Ray.
Ray, what would you do if you were in an Uber and your driver farted? Would you call him out or would you just, you know, just deal with it?
I'd be like, hey, man, it stinks. And then I'd roll down my window.
Hey,
right.
man.
Hey, man. Keep your ass closed.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.